What's up, biohackers? I've got to tell you about this delicious drink that I am sipping on. You know we try to eat clean, prioritize pure ingredients, especially when it comes to our protein powder. If we're not intentional with our sourcing, we could be exposed to so many harmful chemicals and toxins that are hidden in what appear to be healthy and nutrient-rich ingredients. This is why I got to tell you about PW1 whey protein powder from Puri. Puri is third-party tested against more than 200 contaminants. It's also free from hormones, GMOs, and pesticides. Bonus, it is soy-free and gluten-free. It has 21 grams of protein per serving, which makes it a really easy way to increase your daily intake, especially for our ladies out there. And what we all want to know when it comes to our nutrition, is it delicious? Yes, it really, truly is. I am drinking it every single morning these days. I've been pretty much drooling over the bourbon vanilla flavored protein powder in my morning nutrition stack. It's great in my coffee, my home-crafted smoothie, and actually works really well just in my shaker bottle with water. These ingredients are so simple. There's no added artificial sweeteners, so none of the bitter, cringy tastes that come along with a lot of healthy powders. It's just pure and so yummy. Puri is pure origin, potency, and peace of mind. They believe in full transparency with all of their products, including their PW1 whey protein powder. And each batch is certified by the Clean Label Project. Okay, but what does that mean? It is tested for heavy metals, bisphenols, residual solvents, and all of the other yucky stuff we do not want in our bodies. Lastly, every Puri product comes with a QR code with those specific batch test results, so you know exactly what you're getting. Of course, we always want to educate and empower you to be your own best health advocate, so don't just take our word for it. With Puri, you can find the real transparent data behind every single batch, which makes Puri a supplement brand that we can easily trust. All right, so here's the details. Right now, Puri is offering our listeners 20% off their PW1 whey protein and all of their other incredible products. Go now to our exclusive URL, puri.com/biohackerbabes, and use our promo code biohackerbabes. This will even apply to your already discounted subscriptions, and you'll get almost a third off of the price. They are being so, so generous with our audience. Go to puri.com/biohackerbabes. Do not wait. We have our promo code biohackerbabes at puri.com/biohackerbabes. This is nutrition made oh so simple. All right, biohackers, let's get back to the show.
We're digging deep and asking the questions we need to ask.
Years of stress, and not just emotional. I was depleting my body, I was malnourished.
I'm working out like crazy, I'm eating all these healthy foods. How could I not be well?
We have to get back to the basics.
We can change the way our genes are expressed.
Anyone that wants to improve their health or upgrade their health, they should be biohacking. My name is Renee.
And I'm Lauren. We are the Biohacker Babes. We're sisters, and we're joining forces to empower you to become your own biohacker and upgrade your life.
The Biohacker Babes podcast aims to create insight into the body's natural healing abilities, strengthen your intuition, and empower you with techniques and modalities to optimize your health and wellness. Because life is too short to not feel your best every single day.
This podcast offers health, fitness, and nutritional information and is designed for educational purposes only. You should not rely on this information as a substitute for, nor does it replace professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. If you have any concerns or questions about your health, you should always consult with a physician or other healthcare professional. Thank you for joining us, and welcome to the show.
Welcome to episode 78 of the Biohacker Babes podcast. I'm Renee, and I'm here with my sister, Lauren.
What's up, everyone?
And we are going to be bringing on a guest for you today. We have Elizabeth Grosjean. She's the founder and CEO of Blue Living, and they offer some amazing sleep and wellness products, including weighted blankets. So we really get into that awesome topic today. We'll talk a little bit about the science and research behind that and who should be using a weighted blanket and maybe who shouldn't be, right? And Lauren and I have been using our weighted blankets for a couple months now, and it just feels amazing. And we definitely share a little bit more about our experience during the episode. But any thoughts, Lauren, before we jump in?
Well, I know that I should be using a weighted blanket. That's for sure.
Yeah. Dolphin sleep type. Definitely.
Yes. If you're a dolphin sleep chronotype like me, it definitely has a massive calming effect. It also has a calming effect on my dog, Rudy, which we get into in the episode. It just feels amazing. And she had some really great insight into what it's actually doing to the body. But my biggest takeaway from this episode is really how she got started as a female entrepreneur and just really like getting in touch with what she needed in her life. And I feel like that really translates to this whole concept of sleep and anxiety and just sort of like calming your nervous system. It feels very connected to me. So she's just really awesome. I enjoyed hearing her story. And yeah. I don't know, just like a little bit of trivia. If anyone can guess what Baloo, the name Baloo, was inspired by. She'll tell you later in the episode, but I love the name of the company. Yeah. She's awesome. And who doesn't love a weighted blanket?
Exactly.
So we'll share some science and some experiences with you about why you may want one as well.
Great. Okay. So let me tell you a little bit more about Elizabeth before we bring her on. So like I said before, she is the founder and CEO of Baloo Living, a sleep and wellness company here to support people in reconnecting mind and body for a deeper sense of peace through cool and breathable weighted blankets. Elizabeth launched the company after taking a year-long sabbatical to Bali, where she was transformed by the opportunity to find stillness and connect with nature on the magical island. Now back in New York, Baloo is in its third year and experiencing strong growth through product and brand expansion. And yes, her journey from New York to Bali, I think we totally resonate with how that happened and love her final piece of advice. So do not miss that at the end of the episode. So let me go ahead and bring Elizabeth on. So welcome, Elizabeth, to the Biohacker Babes podcast. We are thrilled to have you on the show today. And we are so happy that actually our mutual friend, Molly, who is also obsessed with everything sleep, connected us. So grateful for that connection. And I have to say, you know, I've heard a lot about weighted blankets over the years, but I had never tried one until a couple months ago when we connected, and it's been really awesome to sleep with, to nap with, meditate with, all that good stuff. So thank you so much for that. But today, for anyone that's new to weighted blankets, we're definitely going to get into the health benefits, the research, the science, all that fun stuff. But before we do that, Elizabeth, if you can share with us your journey, like we know you went to Bali after this career in marketing and discovered weighted blankets. Like, can you share how that all happened?
Yes, I'm so excited to be here. And thank you so much for the opportunity to talk about my favorite subject. I've always loved sleeping and somehow ended up with a career in sleep. So all by accident, I would say. I also feel like this product of weighted blankets is very synonymous with the experience that I had in Bali. So I did work for about 15 years in marketing in New York City and was feeling a bit burned out and sort of disoriented about the way I wanted to take my life, and took a sabbatical to Bali, which felt like the opposite thing of what you should do to figure out like next steps for a career move. But I think sometimes doing the opposite thing can be the best. And I ended up being there for about 2 years, and over that time back and forth to the United States. And it was quite a process for me. And one of the most profound things that I learned was this, I was able to get some perspective on this addiction to productivity that I had and break that cycle of needing to be productive in order to validate myself or justify myself in some way. Sort of like to relearn that I'm here because I'm here. I deserve to be here because I am a human being. I don't need to do anything to prove that to anybody. This is really sort of unfolding of all these layers of wonderful experience. And after sort of going through this experience over many months in Bali and being close to nature and being around the beautiful spiritual Balinese people, I had changed so much that the idea of coming back to a corporate job or a cubicle in New York City was no longer going to work for me. I wasn't that person anymore. And so I plugged into a really amazing group of e-commerce travelers who are living in Bali. I better take a breath.
I know it's a lot, but I have to say, like, we can totally relate with the whole productivity thing. I think Lauren and I both grew up, you know, just type A's, you know, school, jobs, dancing, like trying to do everything. So I can totally appreciate wanting to take a break and reset.
Yeah, I'm such a victim to that. I feel like I'm always advising my clients on trying to pull back, and my rule is stop by 9 p.m., which is kind of late. most people, I guess if you have a 9 to 5, you stop at 5 and go home. For me, I work until midnight. It's so hard. You have to just put a hard stop. But I understand that feeling of always wanting to do more. So.
Yeah, well, it manifested for me that I just thought this was funny. As soon as I realized I'm going to be here, I'm going to take some time, I started to make a list of all the things that I should do, quote, quote, to get the maximum value out of being in Bali.
Yeah.
I realized
there's always a to-do list.
I'm turning it into a work project instead of just being on vacation and just doing what I felt like.
So
experimenting with really doing nothing for a while was at first really uncomfortable. And sort of working through that discomfort was quite interesting.
Sure. I can imagine you get really fidgety and kind of anxious because your body is just used to, well, especially living in New York City, you're used to moving at a pace. Your body is like just set to this one pace, like you're on a treadmill all the time. So to go slower, your body's like, what's happening?
What's happening? So I wanted to design a life for myself that would be much more independent and have more freedom and flexibility. And the community in Bali is a really supportive, open-hearted, generous group of entrepreneurs. And I was able to learn from them the basic framework of an e-commerce business. So I started to do research to look for a product. I was using keyword searches to find what was being searched for. And I could see this really explosive growth and interest in the term weighted blanket. And this was in 2017. And when I looked online at what people were offering, what the options were, I only saw copycats of the same thing over and over and over. And typically it would be the synthetic material. It was always the same color of dark gray. And it looked very commoditized and just not that impressive. And so I knew that there was an opportunity there. But what happened was the next step I took was I got actually so excited. I booked a flight for the next, it was Monday, and I booked a flight on Wednesday to go to a supplier in China, where I've never been to China.
Oh my gosh.
I was just so excited because I could see this opportunity. And the supplier said, hold on, you know, we're busy. It's going to be hard for us to meet with you on Wednesday. We're getting ready for a big trade show. So I was like, oh, it's the biggest trade show of the year in China the following week. So just hold your horses, go to the trade show, meet a bunch of suppliers. So that's what I did. And I brought a sample back with me, and I can remember the first time I took it out of the packaging and tried it. I was in my villa in Bali. It's like 85 degrees. You know, everything's the tropics. I put it on and I was just completely overwhelmed by the deep feeling of relaxation that came over me. I was completely surprised. I didn't expect it to feel like so profound, which is how I would describe it. It actually sort of felt like this marriage of something that was a pragmatic project combined with something that I was deeply moved by and want to share with people.
Yeah. So. Amazing. And I maybe saw this on your website, the idea of it's like a hug, right? The blanket, it's like the same feeling you get when you hug someone, like that feeling of safety, calm, happy.
Exactly right. I mean that, and for me, it's really the depth of sleep that I experienced in that first 20-minute nap. It was as if I was coming out of visiting another world. Like I'd gone so deeply under and then resurfaced. I was like, whoa, where did I just go?
Yeah. Did you ever have trouble sleeping before?
No, I've never had trouble with sleep. But I still find this to be something that's like a really beneficial add-on just because it feels so good. I use it at night when I sleep. I do notice I get like a deeper sleep at night with the blanket. And then I've also been using it during work from home on my lap. If I start to feel a little bit anxious or, you know, working from home, we start to get a little bit like my wheel spinning, trying to do too many things at once. I put it on and I kind of feel a bit calmer and more grounded.
It is an amazing feeling. I just got one recently. I've been using one at my parents' house last year. My dad put one on my bed and just same feelings. You're just like, oh, this is so happy. And I'm a terrible sleeper, so really helpful. But a client of mine just sent one to me for Christmas out of nowhere. I didn't know what it was. And I was like, what is this insanely heavy box? Like, is she sending me dumbbells or something? Like, this is nuts. I don't need those. Open it up and like this beautiful weighted blanket. But I have some questions for you because that thing is really heavy and I have temperature issues at night. So I know like we talk about thermoregulation on the show a lot, and our body temperature changes throughout the night. So when I go to sleep, sometimes that's a little too much for me. Maybe like in the middle of the night, it's perfect. But I know your blankets are designed to not be quite so warm or hot. Is that correct?
Yeah, that was very intentional, partly because I was living in the tropics when I designed it. But I was also thinking of all the people I know, especially women having hot flashes, which combines with issues sleeping at that point in life, and how great it would be to have a tool that could help them too. So ours is designed with 100% cotton. And what's different is that there's other weighted blankets that are cotton, but the interior will be polyester, both the lining and the batting. So we use cotton through and through. And the heaviness comes from the glass microbeads, which don't do anything to trap heat at all. So essentially you just have a couple layers of cotton on your body. And they're layered and stacked with room to breathe. So we very seldom hear from someone that it causes them to sleep hotter than they would otherwise sleep. So it's not cooling per se, but it's not going to make you any warmer than sleeping as you would otherwise.
Sure.
Yeah. And I can attest to that with the blue blanket. Like when I first got it, I was like, oh, I'll probably need to turn my thermostat down like a degree or two to make up for it. But I don't. Like that's perfect. Amazing. Yeah.
And how much do they weigh?
They range from 12 pounds up to 25 in our line, but they're also sized differently. So you also have to kind of think about the size to weight ratio, because how much of the blanket will actually be on your body versus spread out over the bed. So there's not a lot of variation in our offering between what you're going to feel on your body for the weight. We have a couple of sizes, like the full queen size blanket and comforter come in your choice of 15 or 20 pounds. And there you're going to feel a distinct difference. But you really, you know, I think some people worry about choosing the right weight for themselves, but you really can't make much of a mistake. It's not a science. Sure. It feels good.
Is there a feeling?
Yeah. Is there any benefit to going heavier?
It really comes down to personal preference. And what I've noticed anecdotally, just through talking to friends that I know well, is if you're a more sensitive person, maybe more, you know, open emotionally, maybe you get a little bit overstimulated more easily, a heavier weight feels better.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. You can take that comfort, that pressure on your body.
So just like a quick search online, I know there's a lot of research that's sort of inconclusive about, does this actually change our sleep patterns, right? The research is like, we're not sure, but everyone's using it. Like you, everyone feels better. I've never met anyone that's like, oh, didn't work for me. Right. But is there anything on the research side that you found about it helping maybe insomnia versus anxiety? Do you think it's more about the anxiety and then the benefit is helping sleep through that path?
There has been a lot of research that's been published on deep pressure touch, which is what's happening with a weighted blanket. So it's that compression feeling across the body. And so we know sort of conclusively from scientific studies that there are things happening in the body through deep pressure touch, which you can also find through massages, you know, cuddling or being held, or a weighted blanket. And what those things are is a balancing of the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system. That fight or flight response is calming down. And there's a measured decrease in cortisol levels and a measured increase in the hormones, dopamine and serotonin. And there's a connection between serotonin, because that naturally converts to melatonin in the body, which we all know is the hormone that tells your body that it's time to start shutting down for sleep. So it's what I love about it is it's different from meditation, in which you sort of have to take an active participation or intend to meditate. Weighted blanket is more passive. You put it on your body and there's an automatic response within your body that you don't have any control over.
Right.
Yeah. It makes it easy.
I can speak to another study though, that was published in the Journal of Clinical Sleep Medicine, and it was done in Sweden, and they took 121 patients. They split them into two groups. So the group that got the 18-pound blanket, 42% of the participants were considered to be in remission from their sleep troubles at the end of the study versus only 3.6 in the control group. So that was the sleep measurement, but those participants were also suffering from depression and anxiety. And while not measured, they did have fewer symptoms of depression, anxiety in the tested group.
That's awesome. Oh. And was that based on the insomnia severity index? I've seen that in some studies.
Exactly. That's what they used.
Which is, can you explain what that is to our audience?
Sure. It's a series of 28 questions that are used to measure the severity of your insomnia.
Oh. So it's just reported.
Right. Insomnia. Right. And anecdotally, I mean, the evidence is super good. We have a woman on our team who has a son who's 8 years old with Asperger's. And we sent her a blanket as soon as she started to work with us. And she said, using his Fitbit tracker, his score went from 74 to 87 within 1 week. At the same time, he restarted Adderall, which is a stimulant. So she was blown away by this measured improvement in his sleep. And I mean, poor kid, takes him 2.5 hours to go to sleep. It shaved an hour off of his going to sleep time.
Oh my gosh. That's huge.
Just like a major dysregulation or downregulation of sympathetic, sounds like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So has there been any research using heart rate variability testing? Because it sounds like it would improve that.
Hey, biohackers, a brief interruption to talk to you about the incredible benefits of red light therapy. You may have noticed that Renee and I post a lot of photos and videos that are overwhelmingly red in the background. That is because we are true believers in the healing powers of the visible light spectrum, and usually that is red light. But there are so many colors that we can benefit from. Simply standing in front of light can activate your body's many systems to work more optimally for better overall health. Light therapy, also called photobiomodulation, is beneficial to metabolism. It can help with healthy weight maintenance. Researchers actually believe that light therapy affects cells that store fat by reducing specific proteins associated with glucose intolerance, insulin resistance, and high triglyceride levels. It's excellent for pain reduction and supporting the inflammatory process and often associated poor circulation. There are certain light waves that can reverse the effects of aging on our skin, as well as heal and repair other areas of our body, such as our brain, our muscles, our gut, even wounds and injuries. I have personally found that healing from challenging workouts or even acute injuries from performing is much faster and much more efficient with red light. Light therapy is truly helpful for so many conditions, ranging from weekend warriors with back tightness to those suffering from autoimmune diseases or those suffering from depression. The benefits really are endless. We had owner and founder of LightPath LED, Scott Kennedy, on the Biohacker Babes podcast. And my biggest takeaway from that interview was that he said it only does one thing. He said, light therapy only does one thing, but it does it very, very well. It focuses on the cells, the mitochondria, and helps the cells to create more energy that our body needs to thrive every day. Essentially, we're kickstarting the process of healing. Everything's going to work better with this light exposure. Renee and I have found tremendous benefit in our daily lives and our quest for energy optimization. Renee and I have found tremendous benefit in our daily lives and in our quest for energy optimization. So we feel very passionate about sharing this amazing device with you. If you want to learn more, check out our interview with Scott in season 2, episode 66, and then head over to LightPath LED to take advantage of our 10% off discount with code BIOHACKERBABES. Again, that's lightpathled.com. The code is BIOHACKERBABES. That will save you 10%. He has so many amazing devices. My personal favorite and the one I'm currently using is the Red Plus Near Infrared tabletop device. The best part, Scott is his own best customer service. When you purchase a device, he is going to call you personally and explain everything that you need to know from setup all the way to finish to make sure that you are having the best experience possible. We hope that you can bring red light into your home as well and experience these amazing benefits. Let's get back to the show.
Yeah, I've spoken to some doctors about conducting our own study. The only reason we haven't is just due to the cost that it would take. And I'm not familiar with another study that's been funded necessarily for weighted blankets. Mm. I'm sure there will be someone though that funds a study at some point.
Right, right.
Yeah. Renee, let's do it. We'll do it for you, Elizabeth.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't have a Baloo yet, but I have my weighted blanket. Let's just track it. We'll report back. Oh, I definitely feel better. So I go through periods where my sleep is a little bit lighter. I don't know if you're familiar with sleep chronotypes, but I'm a dolphin. So I basically sleep with one eye open, like just in my jeans with a weighted blanket. I've been sleeping through the night. And I know there's a lot of variables, but I don't really change anything drastically. Like I have my sleep hygiene and my sleep environment pretty like dialed in. And also my dog is sleeping through the night.
Oh, wow. So he's under the blanket? Oh.
He burrows. He thinks he's a person. So he likes to either sleep in the middle of the bed under the sheets or go like completely under the comforter. And he also is a light sleeper, but with this blanket, it's just like, ooh, power down.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Pets. I would love to explore more with pets in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, my cat seems to like the blanket, but he sleeps on top of it. Oh. So it doesn't quite work. I'm like, come on, buddy, you got to get underneath.
Well, we tried to put all our good vibes into it.
Yeah, he seems attracted to it. So
it is. I feel it's like filled with love and magnets. But I think for pets, you just need to cut out a little hole because I know that he gets hot sometimes. So if his little head could stick out, it would be perfect.
Yeah. Well, that is that similar to like a thunder coat for dogs?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Same thing. It's a compression on the body. Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. Cause it has a hole right for the head. So.
Yeah. Right. I've also heard it compared to like a swaddle for a baby.
Yes. Yes. Just the like perfect way to describe it.
Tightly. Yeah.
Yeah. And I like to think of us like we're all just babies still.
Yeah.
I am trying to sleep like a baby all the time.
Always. Yeah. So that Elizabeth, can you tell us more about the materials that went into it? I know you were very picky when you were choosing those and the sustainability piece of that. Can you share a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So we are working with a great supplier and our cotton is imported from Australia and it's got the Okotex certification on the raw materials. We do not market our brand any longer as being Okotex certified because there's an expensive licensing fee that goes into it. But what was more important to me was just knowing that the materials themselves are high quality. So that's just the cotton, the glass beads, which we've lab tested to make sure that they're pure and free from any kind of chemicals. And those are the two components. So there's not much to it in terms of materials, but we also work with a really inspiring nonprofit called Sea Trees, and they are our carbon offset partner. So for all of our production, shipping, and operations, we're offsetting our carbon footprint with them. And what I love about these guys is they're a partnership of scientists and surfers and based in Southern California, but they do projects all over the world. And it's blue ocean projects because you can sequester 5 times more carbon from the environment at the water's edge, even than a rainforest, tropical rainforest. And that's in the kelp forest and mangrove swamps. And so there's one project in particular that I love, which is replanting mangroves in Bali, which of course I love. But then there's kelp reforestation in Southern California and a few other projects around the world that they're doing, which also involve the local community, jobs, education, healthcare, et cetera. So also wildlife habitat restoration. So there's hundreds of endangered species that are sort of being rehabilitated, I guess, through habitat restoration. So that's really important to me. And we're also plastic free in our packaging. So everything comes wrapped in a reusable dust bag and we have cardboard boxes. Yeah. So there are times I would say occasionally something gets damaged in transit and there's no plastic and we have to do a reship, but I think it's worth it versus putting out all that plastic.
Oh, I really appreciate that. I cannot stand all the boxes that I end up with because, you know, we're all buying stuff online these days. And my trip down to the recycling room is just insane.
Yeah. Right.
So, well, actually the trash room, because it's essentially going in the trash.
Right. I know. It's so sad too. Like, I have a big question about, right. Well, that's another topic for another day, but recycling, like, where does it even go? But
I know I put my recycling bin out and I just cross my fingers that it's actually.
Yeah. We put a lot of trust and faith in these people that are picking it up.
Yeah. Right. I've heard that sometimes like, if it's not perfectly, you know, washed or rinsed and stickers peeled off, they just toss it right into the trash.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Well, we appreciate all that you have done with your business keep that going.
Thank you.
I'm just curious, where did you get the name Baloo from? Blue Living.
So funny. It's a name that I've always been holding on to because I love it. Either I thought maybe for a pet, like a dog, one day I would be naming a dog Blue. And I just chose it. I did a trademark check. It was available. Disney has some Blue trademarks for other products associated to their film movie, but it's in the public domain because Rudyard Kipling is old enough to be in the public domain. So it's, for me, it's inspired by Baloo the Bear from Rudyard Kipling's Jungle Book, which to reverse engineer to the product line, I think makes great sense because it's like a bear hug. He's the happiest go lucky guy in the character in the books. And he lives in the jungle, which is where I was when I was creating all of this. And then another thing I love is people always say, like Gwyneth Paltrow, I think has said that names, business names with two O's do really well, like Goop or Google. So we've got two O's. Take it.
I love that. Mm-hmm. So many things pointing to the, you know, that's the right name for you. So I love that. Blue.
Yeah. At the time it just felt, I had been through so much just like inner work, I guess, getting myself to that place that once everything kind of popped in, it all just came really easily at that time. So not to say that it's not a lot of work and every day there's not something different coming up or surprising us, but it does flow like a river. It feels like everything's going as it was meant to be.
That's amazing. Well, I commend you as a female entrepreneur. I know it's not easy and you've created an amazing company and you have other products besides the weighted blankets, correct? Can you talk about some
other things? My favorite product besides the weighted blankets, well, it's hard to say a favorite, but I created this eye mask, which has a pocket over the third eye to hold a crystal. So you can sleep with the crystal over your third eye chakra. And it's super cool. And what's really weird was we have four different crystal options. We have rose quartz, purple fluorite, blue lace agate, and amethyst. And when I've slept with the purple fluorite, I have the weirdest, like vivid dreams. And I haven't experienced that with the other stones. So I don't know.
Interesting. Is there any research on that stone doing that?
No, not specifically for dreams. No, like we did work with a crystal expert, you could say, to help us sort of curate which ones we would be offering and why. But no, that was just something that I've noticed, and a couple other people on our team have sort of said the same thing. So, sample size of three.
Yeah, Renee, I wonder what would happen if you use that with your magical dream potion.
Oh, with the mugwort. Yeah, I kind of want to try that. So can you, with the eye mask, can you get all four crystals and kind of swap them out?
Yeah, the eye mask comes with any crystal you get to choose, and then you can add additional to your order.
Okay.
Yeah. Or if you have any crystal, it's about the size of a quarter. You can also use your own crystal in there. There's a little lip. A lot of people don't see this, so we need to sort of improve our messaging, but there's a little fold of fabric. You can tuck the crystal inside so it doesn't fall out.
Okay. Nice. So if you toss
and do you have to be a back sleeper? Can you sleep on your side? Is it tight to your head?
Yes, you can sleep anyway. It's Velcro. It's like super wide, so it wraps around. It blocks out all the light, covers your ears a little bit. So if you like that feeling of sound muffling, it helps with that.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's pretty secure without being tight. Since it's Velcro, you can adjust it to be as tight as you want.
Amazing.
And I will say this was another product that I truly love that, you know, necessity being the mother of all invention. We had this situation this summer where we were out of stock on almost all of our blankets. And that happened as a result of COVID. There was this major spike in people's search terms related to sleep and insomnia. We saw a 47% increase in searches year over year in March, April, May, for people who were just really having trouble with sleep. And so we sold out of most of our blankets. And we were saying, like, what do? We have all this amazing site traffic and nothing to offer people. And my sister, who works with me, Jennifer, is our director of operations. And she's a really prolific shopper. She's great at sort of knowing what's out there. And she could probably be like a buyer curator. But she had recently bought a pair of meditation speakers from the site, The Grommet, which we also are sold on. And they're so lovely. We reached out to the company and found out they're just like us. There's a husband, they're not married, but there's a partnership couple. And then the woman's sister does customer service. They're based in Florida. Michael's been a lifelong practitioner of Buddhism and studied all kind of metaphysical. And he's also a former sound audio engineer. So they created these speakers with this very spiritual sort of guidance leading them. And then he had the practical expertise to execute them. And what they are is two speakers. They play for 3 minutes each. It's always a different sound. So the brain doesn't get used to sort of knowing what to expect next. You can be in the present moment and played twice a day. They've had the most amazing customer testimonials from people whose lives have been changed by this simple practice of using them twice a day for 3 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So we added those to our website as well. So we're wholesaling them, but we feel like it's just been a really nice partnership because their intentions and ours are aligned and really being there to serve people and help people and do what we can to make people's lives better.
Yeah. And any sort of habit stacking is going to be really helpful, at least for sleep, just to really pack that sleep environment. That's an awesome idea.
Yeah. I mean,
I guess that's not used for sleep, but you're down regulating so that you can sleep at night, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's like a great way to prepare yourself to go to bed and to go to sleep.
I love that.
Yeah. I love all the sleep biohacks. So that is so interesting that you said that you sold out last year. I was wondering that with 2020, like what were people searching for? And that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So. Sleep and anxiety. I mean, yeah. We've lost a lot of people lost their routine. I mean,
right.
It happened to me too. I got excited. It was like, oh, great. I don't have to have FOMO about anything. Now I can just do work all the time, which is what I really wanted to.
Yeah. We were a little guilty of that too. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm fine. I'm such a homebody. I'll stay at home and work all day. Yeah. I got busier somehow.
Yeah. Same, yeah. Same. So it's like, there's nothing stopping me from working at 8 or 9 or 10 o'clock at night. But after a certain, you know, then you get really, I start to be really imbalanced and looking for ways to sort of restructure and put more boundaries back in place.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what has worked really well for you for creating a home routine again?
For me, the most simple thing is just making sure I exercise first thing in the morning. Mm. I can't say I've been great about it, but if I do that, that really sets up the rest of my day.
Mm. Yeah, that's great. You just wake up and do it.
That's what I have to do. Yeah. If whatever it is, if it's a 10-minute jog, at least I did it and I can feel good about myself that I did something for myself. And I also think it's important to keep my my workspace outside the bedroom. So I never work in the same room that I sleep in.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we were just talking about this.
Yeah. Keeping the computer out of the bedroom. I'm in my bedroom right now. I podcast in here, but other than that, I try to take everything out of this room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's also harder in New York City.
It is harder in New York City, but I know a lot of people, cause they're at home and they're comfortable. They're like, I'll just lay in my bed and do my work. It's like, now you're not sleeping. Now your circadian rhythm is totally off. Now you just like have no boundaries from room to room.
I have to be seated at a table with a chair to work. Like my brain shuts off if I'm sitting in a couch.
You're too comfortable.
Oh yeah. I don't work well.
So no weighted blanket while you're working.
Well, if I do, I put it on my lap, but I usually take it for a break on the couch, like the reset.
I love that.
And I have to say the other thing that I really try to do is if it starts to become late in the day, I notice I'm becoming less effective or less productive. I'm spinning my wheels and maybe just burning my energy. Just stop, you know, pick it up tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's a great tip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You definitely lose productivity by trying to push through. So,
right.
Right. So the advice is take a break with your weighted blanket, close your eyes.
Yeah. We start our work day too. I love to travel. So even during COVID, I have been taking a little bit of trips, but when Jennifer and I are in the same room working together, we will start our work day with the Solu set. It's so peaceful to start your day that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're staying with her right now?
Yes. I'm at her house here in New Jersey. They're part of the movement to leave the New York City area. And they bought a house in Shrewsbury, New Jersey, about 2 months ago. So, you know, right at the pandemic. Well, we're still in it. What am I saying? But yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I know a lot of New Yorkers have left the city. Mm-hmm. Lauren, you know that too.
Pretty much all of my friends are gone. It's very small. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I'll be back. I was there last weekend and I just love the feeling of it. And I think I'll be back there. It's hard to leave.
I know. It is a little bit of a magnet. Even when you think it's like icky or different, you come back, you're like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's still vibrating.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So just a few more questions about the blanket. Is there anyone that shouldn't be using this, or is there like, one person that really needs to have it? Do you have like a target market in that sense?
The wonderful thing about them is that they really are good for everybody. And there's almost no one I would say shouldn't use it. We do have a bit of messaging on our website that says to choose a lighter weight if you are someone that has like strong knee pain or back pain or like maybe really bad arthritis and you sleep on your side, then that pressure could over the night kind of irritate that. So sure. Just choose a lighter weight, but that's about it. There's no way it can hurt you. It's, you know, people asking about claustrophobia, like very rarely does that come up. It's not that kind of experience. So right.
You're like a hug is not going to hurt you.
Exactly. They're just good medicine. Like they're very natural. They're just working with your body. And so another thing we say is though, if it seems too heavy at first, just try putting it on your legs to start. Sleep with it for a couple nights, just kind of pulled up to your hips and then pull it up over time. And what usually happens is that at first someone might say, oh my God, I thought 20 pounds was so heavy at first, but after 2 weeks, I don't even feel it anymore. But even if you don't feel it, it's still working for your body.
Sure. Yeah. Well, we adapt so quickly, but
yeah,
I guess if that could be a little overwhelming at first, then you're actually adapting in the right direction. And I guess a little more could be better.
And I think like what you said about receiving the box and, you know, when you picked it up, it felt so heavy. That first impression, I think, can kind of, you take that with you into the bed.
But yeah, maybe. Well, that's also just when it's folded up. Once it's laid out, it's a totally different product. I just was so shocked. Just in a regular old shipping box. I was like, wow.
That's such a nice gift.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, it's the gift of sleep.
Totally.
I didn't know someone could give that to me.
Yeah. And I really love it for meditation or like that afternoon nap, I would say.
Yeah.
It feels so good. Well, thank you so much, Elizabeth. This has been